B-Pod Studios.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles? All right, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch a look like Al Bundy on crack, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for ya, bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Max?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Bertrand's next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felder.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That means it's Brandon Merriweather. Every Monday at 8 o'clock, he's brought to you by this, to you this morning by DN Van Lines. DN Van Lines is the moving company who knows your playbook, audibles around your schedule, and does their job. An approved mover of the DOD. 851-MOVER is the number, dnvanlines.com. Mr. Merriweather, what's up, man?
What's good, yo? What's good?
It's all good, baby. You know that's the case.
Hey, man, when are y'all out again?
Yeah, Rich has got diarrhea. He came in here with diarrhea.
And then had to leave because of the diarrhea. But, you know, we press on. We press on without him. 1 week, again. Fred's not here. 1 week, Rich isn't here. I'm always here, Brandon.
I see. Yeah. I see, man.
The least important guy's always here. John, who he could do without. He's
Walt Dick, what's good, Walt Dick?
I know, I get insulted like this. I'm fine, Brandon. Thank you very much for asking.
What's up, man? So how's everything going?
Yeah. Everything's good.
I won a bet the other night with Miami, Brandon.
You won a bet?
Yeah, they played Virginia. Miami at home, they won.
Hey, you know what? How was Miami favored to win and we were playing a ranked team?
It's because Virginia has not won back-to-back road ACC games since 2007.
Also, Virginia doesn't play their players nearly as much as Miami.
That's crazy, yo. I was looking at that. I was like, man,
see?
Something got to be wrong.
Bets. Vegas got it. He gambles.
So do you gamble, Brandon?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You knew the line, though.
I know. I was just going to say the line came right off the top of your head, didn't
actually,
it?
Actually, do players know, like, the gambling lines? Has it ever been discussed during games?
No. I know them because I look at the ESPN app, and on the bottom of it, on the bottom of every team game, they have the line on who favored to win.
Did you know, guys, when you were playing that bet on football?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I think now it might be a couple of people that do it, but when I was doing it, it was hard to even find a bookie to let you bet. You know, I ain't never been around nobody who was actually betting.
Okay, and so were you ever tempted to? Did you ever like go, all right, like I know we're gonna win this game. I've watched the film and I'm confident on this. And did it ever like you even get a little of an inclination that you wanted to do it?
No. You know, it's crazy. I ain't never watched film on the team and said, hey, man, I think they got a chance of beating us. Every time I ever watch film on somebody, I start seeing little flaws in every team. And I'd be like, you know what, man, we finna beat the brakes off them. That ain't always true, though.
All right, so when you watch film, even like when you were on the Redskins or something, that you would see flaws that you knew that you could exploit?
Yeah. Like when I was playing when I was playing with the Giants, we played the Patriots. Like, you couldn't have told me we weren't going to beat the brace off the Patriots.
Now, was that – did you – okay, so when you play for the Patriots and you go to the Giants and you're playing the Patriots, is your time in that system valuable to the Giants? Like, are they asking you about your experiences in the tendencies of the Patriots?
With me, no, because mine was like 5 years after, you know. Okay. But yeah, when you first leave a team, one time we got somebody. I was playing for the Redskins, and we got somebody from the Eagles. And of course, I sat down personally with him and talked to him. You know, I wanted to know the checks. I wanted to know, you know, everything about that system.
Now, did it help? Did it end up helping you?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, when you start, because a lot of things are off of schemes, you know, and a lot of coordinators, you know, they'll change the look, but the scheme will stay the same. So if they line up in 3-by-1, you know, it's only so many plays that the coordinator is going to call off of that scheme. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they might dress it up in a bunch of different ways, but it's still 3-by-1.
Was there ever?
So if they tell me the concept, then I could realize what I'm getting.
Did you ever like watch film on or see something that you went, Jesus, this guy who's coaching has no idea what he's doing?
Yeah, absolutely. 90% of the time, I thought that. to be honest, it's only a handful of coaches that actually I personally feel like know what they're doing. You know, it's like they set things up to know exactly what's coming next. You know, like to be honest, the best person I ever seen do it is Josh McDaniel.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Josh is a very, very good coach.
Why do you think he had those problems in Denver?
Because he had Matt Kelce as a quarterback.
Okay.
was it Tim Tebow?
He drafted Tebow.
Yeah, he did draft Tebow. So why do you think it's so hard for people to coach in the NFL? Why do you think so many coaches aren't good?
I don't know. But, honestly, I think it's because you're coaching grown men. I think the hardest thing to coach is to get a grown man to do something that he don't want to do. Especially a grown man that's making more money than you.
But you get to a point now in the NFL where they're just taking guys that have almost no experience being coaches and making them head coaches, like that guy Kitchens in Cleveland, who was barely an offensive coordinator last year and is now the head coach of the Browns, and you see what's happened to them. Why do you think NFL teams are doing it this way?
Well, Kitchens got the job because he won a couple games after Hugh Jackson left. You know, so they was like, you know, let's give him a try. That's why Kitchen got the job. But a lot of these guys, they want somebody young and fresh. You know, like the Rams. The Rams went and got McVay. They went and got McVay, and McVay was a young, you know what I mean, a young and upcoming. That's what teams are looking for. Like you want somebody who can relate because now the league is getting younger. You know, 90% of your team is going to be 25, between the ages of 21 and 25. You know, so the league getting younger. So you want somebody who can relate more with them. And that's why they starting to get these new head coaches.
All right, whoever the hell is coaching the Redskins now, I don't know, it doesn't matter. But after his first practice, he had the guys running sprints. Now, these are professional athletes that are in the middle of a season. How would that go over in a locker room?
Good. You know, we don't have a problem with working. Like, don't nobody have a problem with working. You know, you still run. You still want to be in shape. So every now and then, you know, we do it ourselves. We'll run in between plays. We'll run from sideline to sideline in between plays. So you got to keep in shape. So I'm sure that didn't have a problem. They didn't have a problem with that. I just don't know. See, the thing is, if the guys didn't respect him when he was just a coordinator or a coach, then they definitely ain't respecting him now.
Was there ever a guy that you didn't respect that you just thought sucked and was trying too hard?
Yeah, it was a couple.
Now, did everyone feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And the crazy part is, like, after you feel that way, it ain't like somebody could just, you know, switch it and be the opposite person, because you're going to feel like that regardless of what they do.
Now, is it because of something like the way they're game planning, or is it just they're a clown and talking to you and you're like, look at this idiot?
It's a little bit of both. Like, I had some coaches who I just honestly felt like just didn't know what they was doing. So I couldn't respect them because they just didn't know what they was doing. But I also had some coaches who know exactly what they were doing, but their delivery was wrong. Like, they was always rude and saying things, or they was just, you know, just wasn't a good fit for me.
Do you ever have diarrhea during a game?
No, man, no. What does man keep having diarrhea, yo?
I don't know. Rich has got diarrhea. I don't know what the situation is.
And y'all telling me it ain't because he's trying to play hooky, man, and trying to get him a snack on the side, man. Think about it.
Hold it.
Listen, that's the thing, is that your theory is, by the way, Rich has only had sex with one woman in his entire life. It's his wife.
Man, you know what? I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that about y'all, too.
Okay, so you think that once we lost our virginity, that was pretty much we were going to hang out? Cause...
Yeah, that's exactly what y'all did.
If y'all
were 40 years old, still a virgin, man. Y'all were 40 year old virgin.
All right, listen, I have two children. I'm almost positive they're mine. Now, how many times would you guess? How many women do you think you've had sex with?
I don't know.
Good answer, man.
Is it you don't know because the number is so high, or are you being coy?
I don't know because I have never counted. I just don't know. I think the number higher than you guys is, but it ain't. I don't think it's outrageous.
What's a respectable number, in your opinion, for the amount of women a guy has had sex with?
For a guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if a guy told me he had sex with, you know, 100 women, I'd be like, oh, okay.
All right, so 100. Said, okay. 100.
You know, I think it depends on the status of the guy. Right?
Okay.
Like if, you know, Pat Mahomes said he had sex with, you know, 1,000 women, I'd be like, oh, you know, okay, I understand that.
Right.
You know, because technically right now he's like the face of the NFL. He could walk outside and somebody would get to him just by walking outside. So, you know what I mean? But if it was Waldick and Waldick was like, yo, I had sex with 50 women, I'd be like, oh, like that would be more shocking to me than Mahomes having sex with 1,000.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why you would feel that way. I don't get it. I've been married twice. Come on.
All right, let's play a game. And John has to be honest. How many times do you think? How many women has John slept with?
I'll set an over under of 7.5.
Okay, 7. Because he has been married twice.
You're gonna lose.
Okay.
I say about 12 to 15, somewhere in there.
John,
you got a guess?
Because you had your run, and then you got married, and then you had a run again.
Yeah. Mm. It was a decade between marriages, Fred.
A decade?
Yes.
A decade between... I'm going to say you had sex with 19 women.
You're in between. Meriwether and Fred, in between.
What did Meriwether say?
Over 7.5 by a lot.
All right.
You got to take the over. Brandon said 12.
Yes.
Okay, and I said 17.
I thought you said 19.
Okay, 19. What is the number?
I think it's 17, 18,
oh,
something like that.
Well, what do you think about that, Brandon?
Now, Brandon,
raw-dogged every one of them.
Now, Brandon. See, now I can't ask a follow-up question after that. The interview's over now.
He doesn't like rubbers. Brandon, you don't wear condoms, do you?
Yeah, I wear condoms.
Why?
What you mean, why?
Your hip game is strong, I thought.
My hip game is strong. That has nothing to do with a mistake. Everybody makes them.
Oh, okay.
I've been married for a while, but I don't think that I wore a condom more than 3 times in my entire life. Yeah. Including strippers. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Catch a disease, maybe?
You moldy bread.
Get a woman pregnant?
No, you're not going to get them pregnant. There's ways not to get them pregnant.
Both of them are extremes, and I don't want either one of them.
All right. Well, what disease are you going to get? You can't get any disease as a guy.
Look,
really?
Look.
They got a cure for herpes.
Right.
Everyone has herpes, by the way. It's not like...
Brandon, your thoughts.
I have no thoughts on this guy.
Hey, Brandon, were you part of the 7th floor crew?
Yeah, I was.
You were? How many women came through there?
I have no idea, man. Listen. Yo, I don't know what got you guys today, man.
Seriously, he's being shady with the numbers and the 7th floor crew. What's going on?
Did you rap on the 7th floor crew?
He did.
You did, okay.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
You know, it's crazy. The day I went to go do it was the day that he put the song out. The guy who was doing all the producing put the song out to get a tease for it, and it blew up that day, and I was so happy that I didn't go.
Yeah, I would imagine that was it.
I was so happy. Everybody was asking Greg and everybody about their verse on that. I was so happy I wasn't on.
Yeah, that's probably not worth the pain in the ass that would be. Well, listen, we've learned that Brandon Merriweather wears rubbers.
I know. I for one, am surprised. I am.
Why are you surprised about me wearing condoms? That's
because
crazy.
You keep bragging about how your hip game is strong. If your hip game is that strong, you wouldn't need them.
But Brandon...
Right. But listen. Just because my hip game is strong, that don't mean, you know what I mean? I'm trying to... Because what if I got weak that one time? You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay.
You ain't never had something that was so good like you couldn't get your hip
started. Yeah.
I think that's happened to all of us.
I don't know. It's like a hot dog in a tunnel for me. So maybe it's a little easier for me than you. There's not as much friction. So.
Hey, man, I done been in there and that thing been so good. Man, my knees got weak and my hip fell asleep. So I got to wear condoms.
All right.
I understand.
Well, God bless you. You're the one guy. All right. Well, Brandon, it's always a pleasure.
Listen, man, if y'all need me to come up there, man, just tell me, man, I'm ready to work. I come up there and work for y'all since everybody got diarrhea, man. Just hit me up.
I'm
ready.
One day we should just, we should just have it in case of diarrhea, break glass.
That's right. We'll call it diarrhea day. Come on.
Brandon, you will be up this season. There is no doubt about that. That will happen. I can assure you of that. I can assure you. All right, Brandon.
Good
stuff as always.
See ya.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how he hangs up, huh? Yeah.
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 All right. Well, listen.
Hot dog in a tunnel, huh?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's stop playing games.
That's the lasting image of the morning, right?
I'm fascinated that he wears rubber. I guess that people.
I don't understand why he didn't want to give up his number. I don't know what.
Because he doesn't know. Because he probably legitimately doesn't know.
I guarantee that those guys at Miami rolled through women.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
More ass
and they were down with Luther Campbell.
And now he came in during the end of that run. Can you imagine, like, at the highlight of the run?
The Greg
Michael
Olson
Irvin
run?
And all them?
Yeah. Oh, even before then. Okay.
I don't think Luther Campbell ever went away. I mean, Luther Campbell is. Has
talking
a lot invested in that.
You imagine Ray Lewis right in the middle of that?
But he's really into the Bible.
Of course he is. Nothing sure happened with Ray Lewis.
Ooh, no. 550. Maybe those are the numbers.
515-75.
Maybe those are the women.
That's right. Every one of them disappointed. Each one more than the next.
That's right.
Did you guys wear rubbers?
You had to when you were younger. Of course you did.
I didn't have the mind control that you have, Fred. So we've had Stephanie on, and I believe her exact words were, it's creepy the way you are able to control yourself. You are in the minority here, sir. Those of us who were younger.
Well, I wore them when I was, like, young.
Okay. And when did you stop?
18, 19.
God bless you, man.
Because I always figured everyone has herpes, which I don't, because we did a bit on the air one time where we all got tested for herpes when I was in Atlanta, and I don't have herpes. But I figured everyone did, so who cares? And everything else, you just eat moldy bread or tree bark or whatever the hell they make penicillin out of,
mm-hmm.
and then you're free.
Unless you're allergic to penicillin like me, then you have a problem.
Oh, is there a backup they can give you?
I don't know if they have a backup for that. I don't know. I've never looked into it.
See, genital warts is the only thing you really got to worry about. All right. Well, listen, we've learned something.
I think this segment is the best every week. It's educational for everybody.
There you go. All right. We will have Around the NFL coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles. Alright, man, you got it. Hey, well listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch it look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Word Trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right.
Wall Dick, where you at?
Check me out.
.985 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That means it's Brandon Merriweather. Every Monday at 8 o'clock, he's brought to you by this, to you this morning by DN Van Lines. DN Van Lines is the moving company who knows your playbook, audibles around your schedule, and does their job. An approved mover of the DOD. 851-MOVER is...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beef?
.985 to Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich around the NFL is brought to you by Drs. Matthew Lopresti and Robert Leonard, the hair doctors of Stephen Gostowski. 1-800-GET-HAIR. They're my hair doctors as well. I guess I'm not as important as some hurt kicker. Well, it had been a long season. People took shots. Predictions had been made. People were laughed at. But then, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, comes Tom Brady 2.0, Samedy!
They put the ball on the left hash. It's 24-22 Jets. Slot right. Gallup to the near side left. Shotgun for Prescott. Zeke Elliott to his left. Jets with Elliott now motioning to the left. Come with the blitz. Prescott off his back foot. End zone. Incomplete. He threw it at the feet of Witten. And the Jets get the stop on the two-point play.
That's right. Jamal Adams blitzing. Did they hit Prescott yesterday? Oh, they beat him up. Monday night, a clash of the Titans. Sam Darnold, 23 for 32, 338 yards, two touchdowns, including the second largest touchdown pass, longest touchdown pass in Jets history. Robbie Anderson, speedster, coming out. Foof.
What does it sound like?
Foof.
I see.
It was like a silent fart.
Like a hot dog in a tunnel.
That's right. Did you hear that explosion as he was running downfield? That's the
sonic boom.
That's the sound of someone breaking the sound barrier.
I understand.
I thought that was the guy from the Cowboys falling down, no?
Perfectly placed pass.
I know. It wasn't.
You don't think Robbie could outrun that guy? Robbie runs a 3.940.
I know that's why Darnold can never connect with him. He's just too fast.
Overruns every ball that Darnold throws out there.
Darnold played magnificently yesterday. Overcoming so much. Special pads on to protect the spleen. Going out. The Cowboys and all the lure that comes with that. And then they just spank him. Joe Murray loses money. Sam Darnold after the game. How'd you feel, Samedy?
It felt really good to take practice reps to the field to Sunday. So that was the best part about it. Our defense, they did a heck of a job stopping that crazy offense. So credit to those guys. Credit to Dallas as well for putting up a good fight. But, you know, I'm just really proud of the guys in this locker room.
Yeah, it's called class. Get to know it. You ain't some Brady up there bitching and moaning about everything. That's why they call him the king. Yes.
Here's the thing about the Jets. And just fast forward because the Jets play the Patriots next.
Yes.
The fact that the Jets have an above-average quarterback now, as opposed to Luke Falk in week two, who's no longer in the league.
No, they're the worst quarterback in football.
So now you have Darnold, and that defense is good, and Greg Williams blitzes the crap out of people.
Greg Williams is a very good defensive coordinator. I'm not sure how much talent they have on that defense.
He covers up for some deficiencies they have through his schemes. Put it this way. This 3-4 days ago, you know, you get a 10-point spread, and you think, oh, the Patriots are going to win this by three touchdowns. Now this Monday night game has some juice. Now you have something here, because if you have a quarterback that can put a couple of touchdowns or three touchdowns on the board, now you got a competitive game as opposed to previous weeks where you didn't have that.
I mean, what do you have? I mean, what do you got? Who does Gilmore take? Does he take Crowder, or does he take Robbie Anderson?
Takes Anderson. Yeah. Takes Anderson.
I mean, where then who's going to take the rest of the guys? I mean, then it's all up in the air. What if C.J. Mosley comes back, tackle machine leader? So everyone's all jazzed up about that. The world's going crazy. And then things were better even earlier. Baker Mayfield, what do you got going?
On 2nd and 15, out of the shotgun, long time in between plays. He's back, he throws, it's caught by Hilliard, and then it spit out of his hands, and it was intercepted by K.J. Wright. Seattle gets the pick off the hands of Hilliard into the hands of K.J. Wright with 2:41 left to go in the game. The Seahawks get the ball back.
A rating of 54.9 for young Mayfield. 249 yards passing, boo. One TD, boo. Three interceptions, you suck. Baker Mayfield proving, again, the genius of one Fred Tutcher saying, failure, failure, failure. That's Baker Mayfield's name, failure. And you had Odell Beckham making some crazy circus catches. He dropped a couple. What was Sammy D's rating? Oh, 113. So Baker Mayfield comes on and he talks after the game. He's in front of a limo with a white tiger. Everyone's supposed to love him. He's got all the commercials in the world. Commercials for obviously losers that like failure. And here is Baker Mayfield.
The refs are never an excuse, and I'll probably get fined for saying this, but it's pretty bad today. I mean, the guy's squared up with him, running at him. He's lowering his head into Jarvis. What's he supposed to do? Avoid him? I mean, this isn't bullfighting. I mean, I don't know. It takes me off.
Did you see the face mask that wasn't called?
Yeah, I was calling it out. Yeah. But they don't. I mean, they didn't see it. It's in the middle of a pile. Another one that we had to overcome.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Football, Mr. Grabbing His Junk at the Sidelines, Mr. I'll Take It All, I'm a Tough Guy, complaining about the
it was a bad
hits.
Call.
Fine.
He shouldn't throw three interceptions.
Yes.
No, it was a bad call, and this guy's experiencing losing for the first time in his life.
Ever. Mm.
This is the first time he's ever had to deal with this, and he is handling it poorly.
Yes, and then they have the audacity to ask Baker Mayfield this question. Go ahead.
So are you angry? Just sort of how?
Yeah, we lost. I'm pretty pissed.
Yeah.
So you were angry at the start of this game then?
I mean, geez, guys, you're like my counselor right now. No, I mean, I try and get an edge. I'm not angry.
Yeah, you got an edge. An edge to be out of the league in 2 years.
No, you got to admit the coach is pretty bad there.
Okay. But, I mean, give him Tom Landry. He's still going to go out there and
throw
picks. I
think you're missing the narrative, Joe.
No, I know. I think
you're missing the overall picture.
I'm not ready to call him a bust right now. I'm not.
Oh, okay, I will. Okay. Baker Mayfield is going to be an atrocity in the NFL. It's his second year. He's had every opportunity. He's got weapons all over the place.
A massive whitehead pimple on the face of the shield. That's what this guy is.
I mean, just throw it up to Odell Beckham. He makes circus catches. I mean, just throw it up to him. They ran a play where they were on like the two, and Odell Beckham went to the corner of the end zone. I could throw that pass. Chuck it up in the air. Do the old Calvin Johnson. Guy can jump 45 feet into the air. No, he hits the defensive back in his head. Baker Mayfield, a human excrement, and playing just like it. And every week it just gets worse and worse and worse. Did you have money on that game?
No, we stay off the Browns from now on.
That's right.
Smart move.
And they were up 20-6. It all fell apart. Quietly, though, Seattle looks like one of the better teams in the NFC.
Yeah, quietly. And then you forget how good Russell Wilson is, which is, sometimes you forget that. All right, so we'll be back. We'll break down the less important games of the weekend, as Baker Mayfield was not playing in them. We will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub.
Toucher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beef?
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The London game. Now, Joe Murray, do you have money on the London game just because it's on in the morning?
I did at Carolina.
The only pick there, Carolina.
That's right.
The Buccaneers go to London and they're going
to
suck.
And not for nothing, but they had a chance to actually make it a push at the end of the game, but Jameis Winston threw another interception. Yeah.
That's right. If you look at Jameis Winston's numbers, he's 400 yards passing and a TD. You go, what's going on? Oh, no, he got picked five times.
20 seconds left to play. Winston to throw again. Throws to the end zone on the left side for Evans, and it's intercepted. It's the fifth interception of the day. This one reeled in by Bradbury. That's his second of the day.
Yeah. So, in your opinion, Jameis Winston's career?
I don't know when it is that you cross the line of he can't do it anymore, but I think we're crossing that line with Winston. He just can't do it. You know? Oh, number one overall pick, right?
Yeah.
He just, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and
I think this is about as good as he's ever going to be.
And I think you could say the same about the guy who's picked right behind him, Marcus Mariota. He sucks, too.
Oh, Mariota's eight times worse than he is.
I'm glad they pulled the plug on him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. God. But only temporarily, right? They're going to bring him back.
Well, they got Tannehill. It's basically the same guy.
Yeah, I mean.
At least Tannehill got him over the 50-yard line, though.
Mariota is a horrible. He was okay in his second year, and then nothing. I mean, it's time for Mike Vrabel to look elsewhere.
I think Vrabel might have to start looking elsewhere if they don't improve. They should be a playoff team.
Well, they saddled him with that quarterback tandem. I mean, they play ugly on purpose, and that's because of their quarterback who can't get anything done. Boy, is he bad.
Would you take Winston or Cam Newton?
Right now?
I mean, Cam Newton is so beat up, he just looks disinterested. Winston. I think you'd have to take Winston.
Yeah.
Because I think Allen looks great. I mean,
looks good.
He's been good.
I take Newton. I mean, Winston over Newton.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, Winston's his generation's Mayfield.
All right. Well, without the talking.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this, is that Houston, my goodness gracious, what's going on in Kansas City as the Chiefs lose again 31-24?
We had that bet, Fred.
We did.
You
we had the Texans.
It. You won it. Yep.
That's right. Here is Deshaun Watson.
Aiken steps out. Fuller is in. Wide side left. Hyde in the backfield with Watson. Second and goal at the one. Deshaun calls for the ball. Here's the snap. Watson fakes the give. Steps out to his left. Watson wants to run, and he dives to the goal line. He's in! Deshaun Watson twisting his way into the end zone to grab the lead for Houston.
All right, obviously, the Chiefs, they're hurting a little bit there. You have to figure that what's-his-face is a little banged up.
No, it's the defense. They stink. They can't stop them. You let Carlos Hyde run for 100 yards on you? That's
bad. Hyde's been better than expected this year. He's been better than expected, and Mahomes is not right. That left ankle is not right.
One thing that happened in this game, there was a pass interference that was reviewed, and it actually was overturned. I have yet to see it, but it was an interception in the end zone. And they went to the replay, and it actually was upheld. I couldn't believe it. It was the first time I've seen it. And, you know, Kansas City was getting a lot of the calls early on in that game. And, it was an interception for Mahomes in the end. And Houston came down and scored a touchdown to take the lead.
All right. So, who knows what's going to go on with Kansas City. It's looking like home field is going to be a gift that the Patriots will be willing to accept. If you thought you were going to get Diggs from Minnesota, maybe not anymore.
It's first and 10 from their own 49. Cousins boots out to the left. He wants more. Deep. Diggs inside the five. Touchdown! Stephon Diggs! Kirk Cousins is annihilating the Eagles. It's a 51-yard touchdown, and it's 23-3 Minnesota.
Stephon Diggs, 7 receptions, 167 yards, 3 TDs. I'm guessing that he might not want to trade anymore.
Yes. It's about time.
And I'm thinking the Vikings, 4-2, have no interest in moving their best receiver.
Right. Definitely not. No reason to. I mean, what's the point?
And I don't know if I want to buy into Kirk Cousins yet. I don't know yet.
No.
No, I don't think Cousins is anything
game.
Special.
I mean, Jesus, all the money they spent on offense, it's about time they put up some points. Jesus.
And the Eagles, another team that's disappointing this season. As they fall to 3-3. And then you have a team that's almost impossible to watch. Do we have money on the Falcons there?
We did not have money on the Falcons.
No, you avoided that game.
Yes.
As the Falcons took on the mighty Cardinals with their annoying-ass coach that bothers me every time I look at him.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah, he bothers me. Here is Matt Ryan.
Ryan flips it to Freeman. He'll score standing. On the first play inside the two-minute warning, Matt Ryan flips it to Devontae Freeman, who scores standing down to our left. And Atlanta, with 1:53 to go, is to within a point.
All right, so there you go. But Atlanta was not good enough. Cardinals and Cliff Kingsbury, who's coached Pop Warner football.
Another missed field goal, by the way, an extra point.
Kickers, yes. Man.
Kickers sucked yesterday.
That's as you as a degenerate gambler. That is got to
it kills
just
me.
Kills you.
Yeah, Patriots have missed 2 spreads this year because of it. In college football, there was one over the weekend.
College football, just even if you're just a fan of the team that's playing, every time they line up for a field goal, it's a disaster.
It is. It's very bad.
and that dumb ball that they play with just going end over end.
The NFL, though, like, they got to get, come on. Can we get people who can kick field goals?
I have no idea why they can't. I don't know what happened and why that's no longer a viable option.
Like a left-handed pitcher, that used to be the big thing when you were a kid. No, kick a football. They should just have kicking competitions all across the country, and then they'll give these guys a shot. Maybe they'll hire them.
By the way, what I learned this weekend talking to a guy whose kid played D3 football and now is at BC, long snapper.
Yeah. I tried that years ago.
Long snapper. Yeah. This kid gets it apparently to the quarterback in 7.1 seconds, and in the NFL, it's like 6.7 or something like that.
Cardona is like the fastest. I think he's like 80 miles per hour or something like that.
Yeah, but I guess it's in seconds that it takes for them to get it.
Yeah. But I just read something about a kid from LSU who they've been like all over since his junior year.
Yeah. like if you're going to, if you want to do something and you have any size, because I don't think you have to be 300 pounds or anything. Long snapping.
He used to be the third tight end years ago.
Yeah, and now it's a specialty. Yeah. And, I mean, Lonnie Paxton, you know, he's probably made a nice little nest egg. Mm-hmm. Long snapper. So there's a chance, I guess, that this kid could walk on to BC because he was looking at the BC long snapper, and he was like, this kid sucks. And then I'm better than him, so... You know, then they got to give you a scholarship, and the next thing you know, you're riding for free at BC.
That's how Rob Ninkovich got into the league. He was a long snapper for the Steelers.
Anyone want to guess how many years Lonnie Paxton played in the league?
10.
Higher.
Oh.
12? 12 years.
Wow. How long did Diossi play?
Oh.
Because he...
Zach or Steve?
Well, Zach's still going.
Zach's still going.
Zach is a long snapper. Yeah, Zach is a long snapper for
the
Giants,
he was a linebacker at Brown, and he's built himself a very nice career.
Listen, he's better than Baker Mayfield, who's on the Browns. All right, we'll be right back. We'll get into some more games.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We continue around the NFL. And do the 49ers have the best defense in the NFC?
Third down and a foot. Garoppolo talking to the umpire saying, put the ball down. He's got a quarterback sneak it. He got hit, and then he pushed forward. He's right on the goal line. No indication yet. Is he in or not? Touchdown! Touchdown! San Francisco!
All right, if you're saying, who do you like? If you had one game, do you want the Patriots defense or the 49ers defense right now?
Patriots.
Patriots are just
Patriots all over the defense. Place.
Yeah.
Patriots defense.
Patriots have the depth.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
San Francisco's no joke, but the Patriots are better.
I mean, holding the Rams to 7 points is a lot different than holding...
Jared Goff sucks.
Patriots have three?
He's awful.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, but that's the Super Bowl.
No Todd Gurley, I think, hurt them yesterday a little bit.
Doesn't matter. Sure. He's got all those receivers. He's terrible. Yeah. And the Rams paid him all that. He's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. I don't care how many yards he threw for. He threw for over 500 yards 3 weeks ago. Yeah. I don't care. He's horrible.
Well, in a game that people said that they wanted to watch because it was going to be so bad, they got their wish, the Redskins and the Dolphins.
They're going for two in the win. There's not much time left. This is going to be it. 6 seconds to go. Two-point conversion for the ball game. Fitzpatrick takes, throws it off. It is muffed. And the Redskins going to win this ball game as they botch the two-point attempt. Don't even know what they were thinking. I think it was going to be a trick play. And the Redskins going to walk away with their first win of the year.
And the front office of Miami rejoices.
They took out the one running back that apparently I read about this. They practiced that two-point play all week. And the guy that had run it all week, they wasn't on the field when they ran it. Kenyon Drake, who had not tried it at all,
all week was on the field and they threw it to him.
Yeah. How do you feel if you're Brian Flores and you see that your old team is having a like momentous historical defensive season so far?
Defense is even better than when you left.
Well, that's the thing. And then now you're coaching the Dolphins that are trying to pee away. I wonder if that ordered that two-point conversion came from the top. If, like, the owner came on the field and was like, you're going to go for two and try a trick play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they want the number one pick.
Yeah, I don't want this. I don't want you guys tying this thing up. I want you going for two, and I want you to run something that takes forever to develop. But Josh Rosen, boy.
He sucks.
Doesn't look so bad that you moved him now if you were Arizona. And finally, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, while you can watch him probably for another 2 years, he had himself quite the day.
Second down, six. Quarterback will take it himself. Blocked by Snead. He's got the corner. A block by the rookie wide receiver, Boykin. Touchdown. 21-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
And there you have it, Lamar Jackson. 19 carries, 152 yards, and a touchdown.
Just like to say that was Rich's bet this week. Plus 11 points. Boom, boom. Backdoor cover. Thank you very much, Andy Dalton.
So there covered. You go.
Yeah. One another. That was Rich. Rich hit the Mystics to win the championship and then rolled it over on the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, call it crazy, but we won both bets.
All right, so are you even now? Is he even?
He's actually up for the year.
Wow.
He was even with the Mystics.
Okay.
And now he's up.
How much did he bet on the...
I think it was 400 and 400, right?
Was this behind the scenes or was this...
No, remember
the...
we were here? Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, on Twitter he said he wanted to roll it
No,
over.
No, I was just going to say the Mystics was the only bet when you guys were in. Yeah. And then he...
And they came back. They were down 10, came back to win.
So how much am I up now, total?
You're up like $2,000, 1980.
Okay.
And Rich is up what, 400?
400 bucks.
All right. So what I'm going to have to do at the end of the season is I'm going to have to take my winnings and then keep the $2,000 in a bankroll.
Yeah, you can roll it into basketball season. We got hockey.
Yeah. I'd take my winnings and then I would move my bankroll, my original bankroll, over. Because we can still have you guys in when it's not football season.
Sure.
There's always things to gamble on. All right. I went to the Bruins game. On Saturday evening, it was the anniversary of the first time I took my wife out, and I banged her like crazy that night. She couldn't resist it. I don't blame her. And it was more exciting to see Robbie Anderson yesterday as they replayed that. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.